Acknowledgements. As always, a ton of work is done to put each and every one of these books together. I hope the list of names doesn't make your vision start to blur, but also, I hope you take the time to scan through and look at the many important people who are involved in the process. A few special highlights. Jancy Patterson has been an invaluable resource on this book and the Skyward series as a whole. You might know that she's working with me on a sequel series right now, which I hope you'll read. And if you missed Skyward Flight, the companion book to Cytonic, I highly recommend picking it up. Of the books in this series, it's rated by fan reviewers as one of the best. Another highlight is the cover of the U.S. edition, which is probably our favorite cover illustration in the series, created by the always amazing Charlie Bowater. We've enjoyed working with Charlie on these books. It's been a wonderful experience. Finally, as always, a big thanks to my wife, Emily, Dragonsteel's chief operations officer and co-president. She is my partner in crime in all of this and works so hard behind the scenes to coordinate everyone on the large list below. Thank you all so much for reading. Brandon. At Jabberwocky, my literary agency, Eddie Schneider, Joshua Bilmes, Susan Velasquez, and Christina Zobel. At my U.S. publisher, Delacorte Press, Krista Marino was our fantastic editor on this, as for all of these books, and was a huge resource in helping us understand the YA audience and write the best stories possible. Plus, Beverly Horowitz, Lydia Grigovich, Colleen Fellingham, and Trisha Pravit. The copy editor was Carrie Ann Steinberg. At my UK publisher, Galance, Gillian Redfern, who also did a fantastic line edit on this book, Imad Akhtar, and Brendan Durkin. My audiobook narrators, Susie Jackson in the US and Sophie Aldred in the UK. Isaac Stewart is the VP of Dragonsteel's Creative Development Department. Ben McSweeney did the heavy lifting of creating and leading this project's art. Haley Lazo did the Tainix and Kitson pages. Anna Early led the art and design side of products for the book bundle, plus Rachel Lynn Buchanan, Jennifer Neal, and Priscilla Spencer. The industry standard Peter Alstrom is our editorial department VP, with Karen Alstrom, Christy Gilbert, Jenny Stevens, Betsy Alstrom, and Emily Shaw Hyam. Dan Wells is still the only person in Dragonsteel's narrative department. We considered buying him a goldfish, but figured it would be lonely. Matt, the innkeeper Hatch, is Dragonsteel's VP of Operations, with Jane Horn, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, McKenna Saluone, Hazel Cummings, and Becky Wilson. Adam Horn, a.k.a. Schrodinger's golfer, simultaneously being both the best and worst at golf in the company, is our VP of Publicity and Marketing, with Jeremy Palmer, Taylor D. Hatch, and Octavia Escamilla. Kara Stewart is our VP of Merchandising, Events, and Slug Wrangling. This book is dedicated to her, and you should all give her a huge amount of thanks and praise. Without her, none of you would have any of the cool merchandise we release, such as the wonderful Doom Slug plushies. Thank you very much, Kara, for all of your years of being awesome. Her department includes Emma Tam Stoker, Christy Jacobson, Kellen Newman, Lex Wilhite, Mem Grange, Michael Bateman, Joy Allen, Allie Reap, Richard Rubert, Katie Ives, Brett Moore, Dallin Holden, Daniel Phipps, Jacob Chrisman, Alex Lyon, Matt Hampton, Camilla Cutler, Quentin Martin, Esther Grange, Logan Reap, Laura Loveridge, Amanda Butterfield, Gwen Hickman, Donald Mustard III, Zoe Hatch, Pablo Mooney, Braden Moore, Avery Morgan, Nathan Mortensen, Christian Fairbanks, Dal Hill, George Kaler, Kathleen Barlow, Kaylee Arnold, Kitty Allen, Rachel Jacobson, Sydney Wilson, Caitlin Hatch, and Judy Torsak. My writing group, Here There Be Dragons, is Emily Sanderson, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, Peter Alstrom, Karen Alstrom, Darcy Stone, Eric James Stone, Alan Layton, Ethan Skarsted, Ben Olson, and Kaylin Zobel. Beta readers for this book were Rob West, callsign Larkspur, Brian T. Hill, callsign El Guapo, Kalyani Poluri, callsign Henna, Jaden King, callsign Tripod, Suzanne Musin, callsign Oracle, Shannon Nelson, callsign Greywatch, Glenn Vogelaar, callsign Waze, Bao Pham, callsign Wild, Chris McGrath, callsign Gunner, Paige Vest, callsign Blade, Sam Baskin, callsign Turtle, Liliana Klein, callsign Slip, Ellen Maloney, Lindsay Luther, callsign Soar, Aubrey Pham, callsign Amerlin, Jesse Lake, callsign Lady, Eric Lake, callsign Chaos, Mark Lindberg, callsign Megalodon, Dina Covell Whitney, callsign Braid, Linnea Lindstrom, callsign Pixie, and Sarah Kane, callsign Ultraviolet. Gamma readers included many of the beta readers, plus Joao Menezes Morais, callsign Protected, Darcy Cole, callsign Blue, Ted Herman, callsign Cavalry, Jessica Ashcraft, callsign Gesh, Ross Newberry, callsign Punisher, Joe Dierdiff, callsign Traveler, Gary Singer, callsign DVE, Joshua Harkey, callsign Joshua, Tim Challoner, callsign Antaeus, Kendra Wilson, callsign K-Monster, Becca Rapert, callsign Grangran, Heather Klinger, callsign Nightingale, Aaron Ford, callsign Widget, Alexis Horizon, callsign Spectra, Ling Ting Botanica Shu, callsign Hassan, Sean Van Black, callsign Vanguard, Eliyahu Borelowitz Levin, callsign Archer, and Ian McNatt, callsign Weary.